attention to me!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Hello, welcome to episode, 26. It's hard to keep track of these now. Episode 26 of the Nina Blanco podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you already know Miss Norma is here.
Hi, everybody.
She is here. My mother, Norma. She's very excited. And we're doing this over Zoom because you're back home, back in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Before we go any further, Mom, you know the freaking rules, right?
I do.
Ready?
Ready.
It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Hey, hey! Get your breakfast burrito! Treat yourself. It is tradition. We grab ourselves breakfast burritos on Fridays because we made it to the end of the week and straight up just because we deserve it. So get your burrito, boo-boo. Are you going to be celebrating Breakfast Burrito Friday, Mom?
Yes. Just yes. For you, I will.
You better. She better.
Yeah, but when I was there in Denver the weekend of March 11th, Nina made me a kick-ass breakfast burrito.
Yeah, we went homemade on that one.
It was delicious.
I went homemade on the last one as well. I made myself a homemade breakfast burrito. It's like, it's you don't realize, you're like, oh, I don't want to make a whole thing. But like, it's so easy to do, to like heat up a tortilla and everything. And like, really, it's just like regular breakfast stuff. It's like, if you wanted to, you could do eggs, cheese, hot sauce in a tortilla and call it a day. All the extra stuff is just extra. So it just depends on how much effort you want to put forth in your homemade burrito.
It was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So excited that you're here, Mama. I've been actually wondering because, I mean, you celebrate Breakfast Burrito Friday with me and stuff. But like, what are your, as you think it's weird that I've like celebrated Breakfast Burrito Friday for like 3 years almost.
I think it's fun. And I think it was a great creation of yours.
Yeah.
Because do you remember in St. Louis?
What did I do?
I was thinking about this. I was wondering if it was me who created it. You know why?
Breakfast Burrito Friday?
Yes.
The hell?
Wait, listen to this. Remember when you lived in Soulard?
Yeah.
You left for work real early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And what did I do? I made some breakfast burritos and brought them for you and your coworker.
Ma'am, that's just being a Mexican mom doing her job.
Yeah. But it was Friday and I brought you breakfast burritos. And I think I'm the original creator of it.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. So what's funny is actually Dave and I, you know Dave, formerly known as Deuce on the Party Morning Show. We one time got into like a little tiff about who created Breakfast Burrito Friday. And I want to say it was me. He wants to say it was him, but he wants to say it was him because he swears he was the first person. It was his idea initially, like, hey, we should get breakfast burritos today. But it was my idea to make it a thing and do it every Friday. And so just the fact that like Dave and I have gotten into a little tiff and like we were weird about it because like we didn't want to fight. We wanted to be nice to each other. But also we were like, no, that was my idea. So the fact that Dave and I are already kind of like at odd ends about who created Breakfast Burrito Friday.
Yeah.
You, ma'am, are not going to take credit at all for Breakfast Burrito Friday. No.
I do not agree with you.
I do.
I agree with you because.
This is my show. It doesn't really matter, but.
I specifically remember in Soulard me doing that, making breakfast burrito.
But you didn't make it a thing, and that wasn't like a tradition. We didn't make it into a tradition.
But I brought you breakfast burritos on Friday, so I'm the original creator.
I'm not okay with this, but I want to move on. So as long as you know, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Fine.
Ma'am. Oh my gosh, that's funny. But excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I already forgot what we were all going to talk about. Mama's here. Oh, wedding talk. Okay, let's get wedding stuff out of the way. Because okay. Mom, I'm excited you're here. I've talked about wedding stuff, you know, enough. And I've just said that, you know, I'm trying my best with all this wedding planning and stuff like that. And you really want to help, but it's a little bit harder since you are further away with like smaller details and decorations and stuff like that. But that's okay because you are doing a fantastic job at throwing me a bridal shower. And so I was just curious if there was anything that you wanted to share with the bridal shower plans and stuff like that.
Well, I don't want to share too much because remember, and I'm sure your listeners remember that I asked you to please stay somewhere that weekend so that you could just arrive the day of your shower. I don't want you to help.
Yeah.
You know, with all the planning and everything, but I have so many people to thank that have been helping with this shower.
Oh yeah.
Yes, including the boy's mom.
Aww.
She is bringing the cake.
Cool.
So I'm excited about that, and she's arriving the day before, so that she can help me decorate and do all the, you know, party favors and everything.
She's going early.
She'll be here Saturday.
Wow! And is she gonna stay the night at your house?
Well, yes. Wow. That's why I'm in the process of cleaning a bedroom, a spare bedroom, because I want it to be perfect for her.
Wowza.
Yeah. So I'm so excited and I want to thank her. Also want to thank some friends of mine at work that have been helping me to find things. I don't know if you mentioned it before, but Nina's bridal shower is lemon theme.
Yeah, I don't think I have talked about the theme. But asked, you know, what do you want your bridal shower theme to be? And I was like going through ideas and stuff, and like lemonade is a popular one, especially for like spring, summertime. And I was like, lemons are cute. I like lemons. But I was like, with lemonade, like with the color scheme and everything, and my love for Beyonce, and she named a whole ass album Lemonade. I was like, can it be like lemonade Beyonce themed? So that's the theme of my bridal shower.
Well, I am so thankful you picked that because I have found a million things with lemons.
Really?
Lemonade. Oh my gosh, Nina, I can't stop buying them. And my friends
stop buying because I yelled at you about this last time. You're spending too much money on.
You know, and my friends at work, they know because I talk about it all the time. My friends at work are texting me, calling me. Hey, Norma, go to this store. I saw a whole bunch of cute lemon things there. Hey, Norma, I was just at Michael's and they have these beautiful little lemons. There I go running to Michael's. There I go to Hobby, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
Everybody's helping me to find things.
You've got everyone on board.
And now after the shower, I'm going to have a zillion lemon things. So you're going to have to help me and take some stuff because
did you just say I have to take things home with me that are lemon themed now because you're buying too many lemon things and I asked you not to buy too many lemon things and now you're trying to give them to me?
I just thought you would like to maybe decorate something lemons. I have a zillion things.
Mom, but no, you've come to my house before. I have zero storage. I have negative storage.
Okay, bad idea, Mom. Never mind.
I don't know. I mean, I can try to rifle through and maybe take some things,
but thank you to all my friends that have been helping me another friend is offered to come the day of and help set up and do things for the shower. And I'm just so thankful. I have such great friends that are so helpful.
That's good. So, that's cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and including your sister.
Okay.
And my neighbor, because I found a real cute lemon recipe on Facebook, and I'm like, okay, who's going to make this for me? For the shower. And my neighbor and Mita volunteered. So I'm like, cool.
Cool.
More sweet for the sweet table. So just everyone is so helpful, and I'm so grateful.
That's
so
good. That's awesome. That's exciting. And I think it's really cool that you've like hyped up your coworkers over the last couple of years, and how like good of friends you and your coworkers have become lately, and how much they are helping you. And I just think it's so cute. Like, I think that's awesome to be able to have close friendships like that with also like working relationships, because then these are people then that you see every single day. So it's good that that's a positive relationship, because some people can't stand their coworkers, so they should feel so lucky.
I get along with them.
Most of them.
All my coworkers. Oh yeah, I get along.
That's good.
So anyway, there's that. And then there's a few surprises I can't talk about.
Ooh, I like surprises.
You'll be very pleasantly surprised.
I've never had a surprise party, and I know this party is coming. But, like, the fact that I don't know anything about it, I think it still counts. And I've never had a surprise party before, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm so glad, because we're honoring you,
the
bride. And all the people that are going to be here are just as excited as I am for your big day, your wedding day.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Oh, my gosh. We are thrilled for the wedding, where it's going to be. And we've got our Airbnb ready. We've discussed how people are getting there, traveling by car or flying, whatever. So everybody's so excited about it.
Good.
Can't get here soon enough.
I know. And it's only a couple months away, which is like hard to believe that we're in the final stretch of things. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just don't want to forget anything. And there's like a couple of loose ends still. And I'm like, it's going to be fine. It's all going to work out eventually. So
It will. And that's the thing. Don't sweat the small stuff. It'll all work out.
Yeah.
You're going to focus on yourselves, and everybody else is going to be around you to help you to make your day a perfect day.
Well, I am excited, and I just cannot wait. So with some of the wedding stuff out of the way, because you don't want to talk too much about the bridal shower, which I get and I'm excited about. And in my mini series, I don't like making like empty promises, but I'm just not 100% sure how I'm going to do it yet. So I need to figure that out. But I really want to try to bring my podcast set up with me.
Oh yeah, you had mentioned that.
Yeah. As long as, I mean, I have cases and everything for it. I'm just like a little nervous to like go through an airport, go through TSA. I don't want them to like, I don't know, take apart my equipment and then I can't put it back together. You know what I mean? And then they break it. So it's like, it's a risk for sure to do it.
Right.
And I'm nervous about it, but I don't know.
Well, is there something you could maybe package up and ship it out here, and then I'll ship it back?
I don't want to ship it. That sounds like a bad idea as well. I'm not sure yet, but I really want to try to do something. So either at the very least, I'll just bring my laptop and webcam, and it'll be crappy audio. At the very least, I can do that. So either way, we'll make it happen. But yeah, I want to try to do something. So it'll be cool, I think. Yeah. But outside of that, in wedding planning on my end, like, I at least have all of my vendors booked. I'm fitting into the dress, I think, anyway. And I'm excited for it to just happen, and let's do it. And I saw a bride post about like the wedding stress. She's like, I'm 11 weeks away from my wedding and I'm so over it. At this point, I'm just so stressed out. At first, I was cool, calm, collected, got everything done. But now I'm just worried about all the small details. details, da, 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 da. And like me, I feel like I've been opposite this whole entire getting married experience. Like in the beginning, like obviously I was excited to be engaged and get married, but like in terms of wedding planning, I've never been excited about it. I haven't had a lot of fun with the wedding planning. I'm just like, ugh, this is just so much to it. There's a lot of details. If I mess up a detail, it's all on me. And like, whatever, wasn't looking forward to it. But now that I have all the big stuff booked, all the vendors, and a way more clear idea of things, I'm like, okay, I can be a little bit more calm about this. And I think it'll be fine, probably.
Oh,
but we'll see.
You're a very organized person.
I'm about 4 months away. So it's just like those small details. And then you start overthinking everything. So then I feel like what that bride was saying, like all those small details and that stress, it eventually just like really starts to eat at you. And that's the part where you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works out.
I started planning for your shower back in, I want to say January. Wasn't that when the boy's mom asked about it?
I don't know.
As soon as we said, okay, you said, okay, I right away started. I started doing stuff, making things, getting ready because I wanted to be big.
What's funny is you started planning my bridal shower and I started planning the wedding at the same time because I didn't start until after the new year either. I think I might have started until February, to be honest. So
I know it's going to be perfect. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
For sure. For sure. Well, good. And thank you.
Speaking of dresses, I'm glad you're getting your dress done. I called my seamstress.
Yeah.
For my dress because it's way too long. And she is so busy right now with prom dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I have to get my dress done right after Mother's Day. I think it's May 7th or 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get it done because then it's your shower and then I leave for Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I only have those few weeks to get my dress done, altered, and then I'm gone.
Well, you'll get it done. As long as you tell her your timeline and she's like, okay, after Mother's Day, it'll be fine, then should be okay. I hope so. If not, good luck, mother.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Talk about that, because then I'm gone all of June, all of July, and I'll be back early August.
Yeah.
Wedding's August 20th.
Yes.
So, I have to get my dress done before I leave.
Yes, you do. I have a little bit of beef with you that I just remembered, because we were on the phone. This was a couple weeks ago. This was probably like 2-3 weeks ago. And we were on the phone just casually talking. And you mentioned the podcast and that you've been listening. And I was like, thanks, Mom. Like, I'm glad you listen. I'm glad you enjoy it. You're like, yeah, you know, your voice is, you're so well spoken. Your voice is really great, obviously, because you do radio and everything. And you talk about like really interesting subjects and you really like it. And then you had to criticize me. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I do that?
I don't know. Because you're my mom?
Because I'm your mom, and because I love you, and because I want to help you.
Because you can't just be proud of me and my natural everything?
Yeah. But nobody's perfect. And if I criticize something, it's only because I want you to be better.
Well, you criticized me and you called out my nasally voice. You told me that I was too nasally. That I sounded way too nasally sometimes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, sometimes my nasal.
One time.
What was that one? Okay, if I did it one time, why do you got to put that in my head? Now I'm all self-conscious about it.
Well, because you won't get
me. I've had it. I've had it with you.
Okay, I'll never criticize you again.
Good.
You're always perfect.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome and perfect.
One of us has to be. Shit.
Whatever.
I wanted to talk to you about like some things like in my childhood, like nothing crazy, but just like some things that have come up in the last couple of months with the boy. A lot of people have, like, with my career and being in radio, and I'm out in front of people, and sometimes I do concert announcements in front of thousands of people and stuff like that. People are like, oh my gosh, like, what were you like as a kid? I bet you were so outgoing. I bet you were like, da 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 da. And I was like, I was the freaking opposite of everything that I am right now, except for like the long dark hair. That's the only thing that's about the same.
And your little dimple.
And my little dimple. Yes, that's the one. How would you describe me like as a child growing up? Because I, as far as like I know, like everyone has a different perception of this kind of stuff, right? So for me, my perception of myself as a child is I was super shy, meeting new people, meeting new friends and stuff, which you were a very outgoing person. So going to parties, meeting new people, I would like shy behind your leg and like peek. Out from you and like barely peep a word. But I also, I feel like I remember, like I'm such an emotional person now. That's never gone away. I've always been an emotional.
Very emotional. Very emotional that she cried when we went to a Rugrats movie.
Oh my God, I remember that. That was my first movie in a theater. In a theater? Was that my first movie?
I don't think that was your first movie.
Well, that was like my first memory of going to the movies.
Emotional. That one and then The Lion King, you cried.
Did I cry at The Lion King? It was because I don't have a father, so.
But I did too. So, you cried. You were very emotional.
I was. I remember crying hysterically. Like, I remember that Rugrats movie theater thing. So, we were at the Rugrats movie. The Rugrats Go to Paris, if you remember that movie. And we went into theaters and we saw it. And it was a scene where they were overseas in Paris and something, and the babies like got separated from the parents, right? And so the babies are doing their thing and they end up in like a jungle or a forest or something. And Tommy had a brand new baby brother. Brand new baby brother. And there was monkeys around and they had banana baby food. And Tommy was going to pour the banana baby food on his little brother because he hated him. And the monkeys were going to eat his little brother. And Tommy was essentially going to murder his brother right then and there. And so it's like all dramatic. And they zoom in on Tommy's hand and he starts the pour of the banana. And just as the banana is about to like overflow to pour onto his little brother, he has a change of heart and he decides he doesn't do it. But because he was going to kill his brother, I like cried hysterically. I remember this. And I remember, you looked over and you were like, oh my God.
I know, because I'm watching the movie and all of a sudden I hear sniffle, sniffle, sniffle. And I'm like, seriously crying about this?
I was so sad.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
Crying hysterically. I remember that.
But that's a good thing to have, to be emotional.
I cry a lot these days.
You were always shy and everything. But as you grew older, you got a little bit better.
Did you get some pictures?
I got some pictures. You guys see, we were at the Navy Pier Ferris wheel.
That was the original Navy Pier Ferris wheel.
I took her out of school and we would play hooky.
Yeah, talk about that, because I didn't realize, like, I knew that, I remember like that trip right there that you showed the picture from, because we went to Chicago, we went to Navy Pier, but I only remember it that one time. Is that something that you did every year, was we played hooky and you would take me out?
That's
cute.
Spring break would happen and we would do stuff spring break, but then when the weather started changing and it starts getting nice, mm-hmm. I would be like, spring break was always rainy and cold and ugly, and as soon as the weather would breakthrough and it would start getting really nice out, I'm like,
yeah,
let's play hooky today, Nina. I'll call in work, you don't have to go to school. We'd go to Chicago, we'd go to Navy Pier, we'd just go shopping, or every year we would do something different.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what we would do.
That's cute.
And, yeah, I just
bonus
I got
single mom points for you.
Friend. I got the idea from a friend who would do it with her daughter, and I'm like, I'm gonna start doing that with my daughter. You were good in school. You were a good girl. You always did.
I was a good girl, but at my grades.
I know. But you were still okay. And then I came across this one. I don't think you girls were had these beverages, but here's your maid of honor and you in the background.
Send me and that photo.
And there's beers on the table.
Is that Amanda?
I'm pretty sure those were your Uncle Harvey's.
Yeah, that was Uncle Harvey's house, wasn't it? I recognize that. Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's literally me and my maid of honor and my other cousin sitting at a table with beers, and we're entirely too young. That is so funny. Send me that picture. That's hilarious.
But yeah, you were so homebody-ish.
Yeah.
And you were... always wanting to hang out with your cousins. That's where I was going with this picture. You know, you were shy around strangers and other people, but this was you. You always wanted to be with your cousins, with Alejandra, with Amanda, and Mercedes.
Yeah.
That was what was important to you. You didn't have sleepovers with friends and girlfriends and this and that.
Yeah.
You were always home.
I was always home. But why was I always home? Because I remember a reason why I was always home, because I would ask if I could go to friends' houses and sleepovers and stuff like that.
We let you when you got a little older. Remember, you would sleep over, I think, Megan's house.
What I'm trying to get at is y'all were psycho bitches when I was a kid and way overprotective. And you wouldn't let me unless you went to their house and had a full on hour long interview with their parents.
Right.
And that was embarrassing. So I wouldn't ask very often because y'all were crazy. So that's your fault. Jesus. I'm trying to blame me. Yeah. You just wanted to be with your cousins.
Anyways.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, as a kid, I was very, very shy. Always been emotional, and I was a scaredy cat too, and I was very much like by the rules. I was a good girl for sure, and I feel like those personality traits stayed within me, and I wasn't more outgoing until high school, and then after high school, it just like came out even more.
But what helped her was that Dad got you to do some voice lessons.
When she says dad, it is my stepdad, by the way, but yes.
He got you to do voice lessons, singing lessons.
Yeah, and that lasted a very minimal amount of time.
Right, but it was to prepare you for an audition for a school play, and then you joined choir. And I think that's when you started to, I can do this in front of people.
Yeah, once I started hanging out with the theater kids, I was like, oh, y'all weirdos. Okay, I see. But yeah, people ask me that all the time. Like, oh my gosh, you must have been such an outgoing child. And I'm like, no, I'm far from the opposite. And so it's kind of cute because when some people have messaged me, were like, oh gosh, being on the radio would be so cool, but I could never do it. And like, if these are younger people who would talk to me about it, like they're like, oh, I could never do it. I'm so shy. And I'm like, how old are you? Oh, you're not out of high school yet. I'm like, you don't even know who you are yet, baby girl. Right. Like, and it's totally okay. And it's totally okay to be shy now. And it's totally okay to be shy for the rest of your life. But if you are shy now, that doesn't mean that you will be shy for the rest of your life. Like, if you have that little outgoing part of you of who you are at home, you just have to eventually, you'll become comfortable enough within yourself to just let your personality shine and let yourself get out there. And so it's kind of cute. I've had that talk with like several high schoolers. And whenever I tell them, like, I was this shy little thing, and it wasn't until I got out of high school and started to not care that I was finally like outgoing in person to strangers and just didn't care. And they were, and it gives them like the cutest little smile. And they're like, really? Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And I'm like, you go, little rock star.
Yeah. And now your mama.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, you've always been a firecracker.
I always have been. And when I was 8 years old, we would, every year my parents would drive us to Mexico. We'd go to Texas, be with cousins there for the night, and then drive, go see my grandparents, aunts, and uncles in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And at 8 years old, my dad took my sister Diana and I to like a bozo circus show.
Oh, yeah.
And I sang on Mexican
bozo. Mexico bozo.
Yeah, I sang on TV. And my
sister,
Diana, she was the shy one.
Oh.
And she didn't want to sing. And so back then, no one spoke English in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, they speak English. estas niñas hablan inglés. And well, how do you say tree? Or how do you say árbol? ¿Cómo se dice árbol? Tree. ¿Y cómo se dice casa? House. And they're all like, oh.
That's all and you then, had to do. You're like, duh.
and here I am in front of a whole audience.
Yeah.
With a camera. And then my dad says, they can sing in English too. And so the guy says, so what are you going to sing today? And I look at my sister Diana and I'm like, should we sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
You're like, I don't know. I didn't prepare for this.
And then I'm like, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Okay. And then I'd be like, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, sing. How I wonder what you are. Like a diamond in. And so after I finished singing,
she Diana never joined you?
She wouldn't join me. She was too shy.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's clapping and I'm just beaming.
Oh my gosh.
Like, clapping at me.
You're such a freaking cheese ball.
Such a cheese ball and I'm such a ham. So then that was my first television appearance.
Mm-hmm.
The second television appearance was when I applied for a job at Motorola. And at that job, there were like 500 people in line. There was going to be only a certain number of openings. So everybody wanted a job at Motorola.
Oh.
Here comes Norma. And as we got to the door, there was this little Asian boy crying and missing his parents. The parents rushed in through the crowd to get an application. And they left their little kid outside.
No.
Oh my God, how could somebody leave their kid?
It'd be me as a parent. Like, I got to go make some money. Stay here. Don't move. Don't talk to strangers. I'll be back.
No, I took care of him. And I gave him my hat. The news crew come, young lady, what is your name? I'm like, Norma. And they're like, and how do you know this boy? I says, well, I just found him. I'm here like everybody else to get a job. Oh, and I'm like, in front of the camera. And I'm here like everyone else to get a job. And I see this little boy crying. And what did you do when you saw him crying? Well, I comforted him and I gave him my hat and I gave him my scarf. I said, because it's so cold. It was in January. And I felt so sorry for him. Well, that was such a kind thing to do. I wish you lots of luck and I hope you get the job. I'm like, thank you. And I did. I got the job. And that night all my friends came over. And we were all in front of the TV waiting for the 10 o'clock news because Norma was going to be on the news. And I did. Everybody was like, there she is. There she is. And I'm like,
that's awesome. I don't think I've heard that story before.
Yeah. And I was on the Channel 7 news.
Nice.
And then my big flop.
Yep.
Wheel of Fortune.
I know this story very well.
Yeah,
we haven't told this story on the podcast, I don't think, so feel free to tell it. Mom was on Wheel of Fortune.
My sister and I auditioned, Rosie and I. You and Amanda went with us.
I remember that. And I was there.
Yeah. And then she didn't get called, but I did. She was the Wheel of Fortune freak. And then I would be up all hours of the night playing the game because I'm like, I'm gonna get on this show.
You practiced because you went into the audition, you made the audition, you got some correct answers, and they're like, cool, we'll put you on the show. And then I remember that afterwards you wanted to practice, but like, how the hell do you practice like Wheel of Fortune? And so not only would you watch it every single night, you made sure that you watched it. You spent like $50 on like a computer game. Yeah. And I remember you playing the computer game, the Wheel of Fortune computer game, all the time.
I would win all the time on the computer game. And I'm like, I'm gonna rock this. We get down there, we go to California to Culver City, we get to the show. I have butterflies in my stomach. I was so nervous. When I get there to spin, bankrupt. Spin again, lose a turn. Spin again. Finally, when I finally guess a a puzzle, and I had like over $2,000, and it was a jackpot round. What do? I'm like, one more spin.
You got greedy. You got greedy.
Well, because I was behind. And so the next girl spins one time, lands on the jackpot thing, and she guessed the puzzle I set up for her, and won the whole thing.
Yeah.
I won nothing. I won $500 consolation prize. But I got to be on TV.
You did. But I mean, I think it's really cute that, you know, you're able to tell your story about your time on Wheel of Fortune. And you said it was a big flop, but you're like missing the main part. Are you embarrassed that you don't want to tell the rest of the story?
No, I am not.
Okay, then don't.
With a puzzle that blew everyone away.
My mother wrongly guessed a puzzle. She was really confident in her answer. And yeah. I was really confident while we were in the audience, me and my stepdad, we were like, oh my gosh, she's going to get this one. She says this to me all the time. This is a quote that she says to me all the time, like for school and stuff like that. And so you go to answer the puzzle. And what did you say?
Well, let me first say what it was supposed to be. The thing I used to always say to Nina, I'm like, Nina, you can do this. I used to pass with flying colors. You got a test. Come on, you're going to pass with flying colors. The puzzle was passing with flying colors.
And it was set up because you could see it. Because you could it had the ING. Yeah, is it like O-R-L? Yeah. You could see it in the puzzle.
And I'm like, looking at it, I go, messing with glowing colors? And everyone's like,
yeah.
Did she just say?
Me and my stepdad were in the audience. We were like, no way. No, she did not. Messing with glowing colors?
That's what it is. Passing with flying colors.
Our jaws just dropped.
Messing with glowing colors.
Girl.
What? I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. We were so mad.
They were really mad at me. They're like, you say this all the time.
All the time.
Oh, I cried. I cried.
Yeah.
I cried in the elevator. I was, oh, so mad. Yeah. Oh, well. That was my Wheel of Fortune
experience. I got to get redemption. I got to try to get on Wheel of Fortune. That show's still on, right?
You should.
I don't even know.
You should. So you can see how hard it is.
I'm sure. And then all that pressure when you're standing there, like, of course, like, it totally changes. Like, you're not in the comfort of your own home playing a computer game anymore. Like, you're in front of a bunch of people and, like, spinning that damn wheel. You were the shortest one there. I remember you said they had you step on this thing on this, like, platform, and they can raise it and lower it to try to get everyone about the same height for, like, the camera and everything. Yep. Yours was all the way up. But you had freaking Hagrid from Hogwarts standing next to you.
Yes.
Dude was huge. This guy was huge. And didn't he have like long brown hair and a beard too? Like he literally looks like Hagrid and he was huge. And he made you look so short standing next to him.
That was something I'll never forget. I got to find the DVD. I have it on DVD. I just can't find it.
Do you? I tried to look it up recently, and I Googled it, and I found, like, your episode number and stuff, and I tried to look it up. They don't have it up on YouTube or anything, which is annoying. I think it was just, like, too long ago that they don't have it up anymore. But there is one guy on the internet that is a weird Wheel of Fortune freak, and he, like, scripted out all of the Wheel of Fortune like games, and your script is there, and you're messing with glowing, like he typed everything out, like he typed like contestant number one said this, contestant number two guessed the letter B, like there's weird people in the world, Mom. I don't know,
a hell of a lot of time on their hands.
I know, but I found that script and I found yours, like contestant number three, this was a weird answer, messing with glowing colors. Like he did put a little commentary on it. Like, I don't know why she would have guessed.
God, I have to find that. Oh, that's hilarious. Ugh.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Anyways.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Oh my goodness. So funny. I also wanted to ask you I guess, like, speaking of wedding stuff, because we just talked about wedding stuff, I have a memory of being a flower girl one time at someone's wedding. I don't know whose wedding. I think I was really, really little, because I remember seeing pictures from it. I was like 3 or 4.
I wonder if it was your Uncle Johnny and Rosa's, because they got married through Justice of the Peace when they were very, very young.
Hmm.
And then, because you said Alejandra was the flower girl too.
There's a picture of me and her, and I'm standing there, and I'm holding the basket, and I'm holding the, like, flower basket.
I think it was your Uncle Johnny and Aunt Rosa's. And yes, that was hilarious.
So I freaked out. So I have this little, like, perfectionist streak in me as an adult now. Like, when I do crafts, or when I'm painting, or when I'm working on a project, like, I am a little bit of a freak, and I have that, like, perfectionist itch in me where I'm like, no, that looks terrible. I need to do it again. And like, as a kid, like, would freak out if you're coloring and you color outside of the lines. Like, why would you even do that? You know what you're supposed to do. Why are you coloring outside of the lines? That doesn't make any sense. So, like, always kind of been that way. And I don't think I ever realized that I was that way until I started dating the boy, because he points it out all the time. All the time. And so it just reminded me of this story of when I was a flower girl at, I guess, my aunt and uncle's wedding. And I was a perfectionist flower girl at their wedding, because I remember this. I remember I was excited about being the flower girl, and I put the flowers down in the aisle as I was walking down with my little basket. And I guess Alejandra, because she was a year, my cousin and their daughter, she's a 2 years younger than I am. So maybe they felt like she needed me, because I was a little bit older, to, like, do it.
Help her.
Yeah, to help her, right. So we did it, and we went down the aisle, and I remember it being at the end. It must have been at the end, but we put all the flowers down, they do the ceremony, they leave, and then we're leaving behind them, and Alejandra, my cousin, the little one, she started picking up the flower petals that I had already put down, and I freaked out. I remember screaming and, like, crying and, like, yelling at her, like, scolding her. Like, I put those flowers there for a reason. Like, don't touch those flowers. And I freaked out as a flower girl, because she started picking up the flowers afterwards.
Now, that's something that would be cool to see on video and sent to like, America's Funniest Videos, because here's Nina doing the flowers the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And Alejandra picking them up. What are you doing?
Yes, and I freaked out. I remember freaking out. So I wasn't sure whose wedding it was, or, like, the specific order of events. Do you remember that at all?
I don't.
You
remember
don't remember me being a flower girl?
No, I don't remember whose wedding.
Oh,
I think it was your Uncle Johnny and Aunt Rosa.
But do you remember me freaking out about that?
Yes, and people laughing at you. Look at them. Oh my God, they're so cute. And they were
and
laughing.
I'm like pissed. And I was out. Mad.
Yep. It was funny.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, speaking of just, like, childhood traits and stuff, it sounds so weird to me to say it, so I never really talk about it. But, like, I was a baby model. I was, or you tried to get me into modeling and beauty pageants as a baby.
That didn't last.
No, because I was too shy and I didn't want to do anything.
Right. Remember,
I did not have the personality. Yeah, tell the story of the book.
Well, Nina got chosen.
I was.
For a McDonald's ad.
And I was too young. They were looking for someone older, but I was the most beautiful baby they had ever seen. And they wanted me.
They wanted her. They wanted her to be the center. Because there were other kids too, but they wanted her to be the one in the center. She had a angel. We had to have an angel outfit made for you with wings. Oh, they altered it because they wanted you.
Really?
So, uh-huh.
How old was I? And
you must have been around 4 or 5.
Okay.
And I think they wanted someone a little bit older, and they ended up using someone older because,
like, someone that could actually read.
Yeah. Because of what she did. So here's what she did. I'm, like, standing in the back, and I'm like, and you were, like, kept putting it down. I had, I'll get it. I'll get her to do it. I'm like, hold the book up. Hold your book up. And she's like, it's not my book. And I'm like, hold the book up then. No, hold the book up. It's not my book.
Oh, no.
And she didn't want to smile.
No.
I'm like, I'm really sorry. Give her time. Give her time. She'll do it. I wanted you to get this ad. This, it was a big deal.
Was it for McDonald's?
For McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas. I don't know if they were going to put it in what magazine or whatever. And you were supposed to hold the book and say, ho, ho, ho. It's not my book. Rat.
I was grumpy and a brat.
And she
it wasn't
was
my
shy.
Book, though. It's not my
it
book.
Wasn't your book. Okay. But you, so anyway.
Why do I have to hold this book?
Because you were supposed to look like a Christmas caroler.
No.
I
not
know,
my book. Not
so we didn't
book.
Get the deal.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
She didn't get to model for McDonald's.
And that's when my modeling career ended. Actually, I have a modeling gig this week.
You do?
I do.
For who?
For Dave. He's working for the city of Aurora, and I'm doing a modeling thing. I was just like a quick campaign for them.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's cool. Very cool.
Okay, I have one more question to talk to you about from my childhood, just something that came up with the boy and I. Something happened with our stove, and we were trying to make dinner or something, and we like were lighting the stove, and I guess our pilot light or something went out, and it wasn't igniting. And so I was like, I don't know, we'll fix this. I grabbed like a wooden skewer in the kitchen, and I lit it on fire, and we relit the pilot light, and then we were able to like make dinner again because it was just like the pilot went out in our stove. And then, so as I'm here with this like slightly burnt stick, I'm like, I'm going to burn the rest of this stick because I like to play with fire. I like to play with fire. And so I'm in the kitchen while the boy and I were making dinner. And then every once in a while, I just grab a lighter and I reignite the stick in my kitchen. And it was over the sink. I'm not trying to like start anything on fire, but I just wanted to burn the stick down. Like, we already used part of this stick and we burnt it. What are we going to do? Just like throw away the rest of the stick? I'd rather just continue burning it because that's more fun. So the boy is like, oh my gosh, you're a pyro. I was like, I'm not a pyro. He's like, you are a pyro. Because every time we go camping, I play with the fire. I have to like, I can't not touch a campfire. I can't just sit around a campfire and drink a beer and hang out with friends. If we're sitting around a campfire, I have a stick in my hand and I'm doing stuff. I'm poking at the fire. I'm moving the logs around. I'm the one to get the new fresh log because I'm like just so enamored by the campfire and just by fire in general. And then the boy brought it up like, oh my gosh, you're such a pyro. And I was like, no way. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, I kind of am. And I was like, did I ever tell you about that one time that I was involved in a house fire?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And the boy was like, what? Did you set a house on fire? Which, no, I did not. But maybe this house fire, like, started my curiosity with fire. I don't know. But
I don't know, because you were about 6 or 7, maybe.
Tell the story of this house fire we were involved in. Oh, it was this house was gone.
It was the most scariest time of my life.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that scared. We went to a friend's in-laws home mansion.
Yeah,
beautiful house.
And because it was a mansion, we went with a group of people.
Right, we went with my friend Paige, Teresa, Cindy, the gang, Deanna, and their friend, I forgot her name, we'll say it's Julie.
Was it her son? Whose kid was that?
Yeah, it was Julie. It was Lisa's sister's kid.
Okay,
so there was like 7 adults.
Uh-huh. And then everyone brought at least one child.
And the lady had 2 kids, and I brought you.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else had kids.
Okay.
And so we were going to spend the whole weekend there and go swimming and boating and enjoy this beautiful mansion of my friend Lisa's
parents,
in-law. So we get there, we unpack the car and everything. And then my friend Paige she wanted to go to, like, there was like a neighborhood bar. And I'm like, well, no, I can't because I have Nina. And she's like, oh, Julie will watch her. And I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, I didn't plan. I just planned to go there and enjoy the house and stay there. Well, they all wanted to go out to the bar. So I'm like, would you care? And she had to watch her own kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, she's like, no, it's fine. Go with them. I'll stay with the kids. I'm like, okay. So we went on our way back home. We arrived to police, sirens, fire engine. And we get to the gate and the guy's like, sorry, ladies, you can't go in there. There's been a house fire. And I'm like, what? And then she goes, oh my God. Paige goes, what house? And she says the address. And they're like, oh my God, that's our house. That's where we're staying. Oh, okay. You can go in. Oh my God. I never ran so fast.
She's like, my child is in there.
My child is in there. I'm screaming. I'm like, oh my God. I'm going to cry. I was so scared. And when I got there, they stopped me. They're like, ma'am, she's over there. You were already in the ambulance.
Mm.
Nothing happened to you.
Yeah.
But what happened was that little pyro boy.
Well, let me tell the story of the pyro boy because I was there.
You were there. What did he do?
With this pyro kid. This kid was a pyro for sure. I was, I don't know how old, whatever you age you said. Seven. Sure. And this kid, I didn't know him. I had never met him before, but whatever. It was late. I don't know what time y'all got back, but y'all got back from the bar late. And yeah. It was late and everyone was sleeping. See, I don't, like, in my memory, I didn't even know that you guys went out. But everyone was sleeping. And me and this kid were sleeping in the living room. And there was two couches because this place is huge. And he was on one couch and then I was on another couch. And we were watching TV and we were watching like cartoons to fall asleep to. Like very much winding down. Everyone's asleep. We're just watching TV waiting till we go to sleep. So all of a sudden, this kid finds a lighter. And one of the long lighters. And it must have been someone lighting a candle earlier, or that's just a normal thing that you have in your house.
It's on the fireplace.
Okay.
It's on the fireplace.
I mean, that makes sense. That checks out. So this kid finds a lighter, and this kid is apparently a little pyro. And so he takes the lighter, and he goes, hey, want to see something cool? And I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to light this pillow on fire. And I was like, you shouldn't do that. He's like, I do it all the time at home. And then I put it out right away. And I was like, well, how do you put it out? He's like, oh, I should get a cup of water. So the dummy didn't even like get water ahead of time. And so he gets some water, comes back with a cup of water. And then he starts lighting like the fringe of a pillow on fire. Why? So he does that and he lit it on fire and then he put it out. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. I'm just going to go to sleep now. And then he's like, I'm going to do it again. And so he does it again. And then he puts it out with water. And it was okay. But then the third time, because he did it multiple times, he ran out of water or couldn't get it out because this is like he's gone a couple of times of pouring the water out already and didn't refill the cup. He didn't even like wasn't even going to have a cup in the first place until I told him to get it. And then he ran out of water. And he started a whole legitimate fire by lighting a pillow on fire on purpose. And then he couldn't get it out. And next thing we know, the pillow is in flames. The couch is in flames. And we're like, oh, shit. And honestly, Mom, which is a little bit scary, I don't remember anything after that. I think I remember then the, like, ambulance and, like, you. But then I don't remember it. I don't remember anything between him lighting the pillow on fire and getting into the ambulance. And then I don't remember, like, going home after that either.
Who woke up the mom? Because wasn't the mom sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
did he want to wake up his mom?
He probably didn't want to because he was like, I'm going to get in trouble. But I'm like, fire, fire. I probably started freaking out and I probably started yelling out, like, help, help.
Woke up the mom.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
he probably didn't though, because he was a little shit, obviously.
He was afraid to get in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Nina, how awful.
And he freaking lit, he lit a whole, the pillow on fire, which of course is going to light everything else on fire. So yeah, I was involved in a house fire.
Oh God, I've never been so scared in my life.
I don't blame you. That is scary.
Oh, awful.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. Then we just got what we could and we left.
Was their house like fully burned down? What were the details after that? Because this is the stuff I don't remember and I don't know.
It was in the basement. You and the little boy were in the basement.
Oh,
and there was a fireplace down there. But I think just that level got burned. It didn't, I don't think it reached upstairs, but yeah, a lot of damage in that basement.
Yeah.
Oh, I get chills just thinking of it.
So don't teach your kids how to use lighters if they do learn how to use lighters. If you're like at a Airbnb, at a guest house, whatever, take your fucking lighters away from these kids.
Well, though, at that time, those long fire starters, they didn't have the safety feature. They just click. It would just click. And now they have that safety feature.
Yeah.
Because the kids started fire.
Because of that kid.
I wonder
what happened to that kid. Like, he's probably in jail right now for arson.
Yeah, for being a pyro.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Honey. Oh my gosh.
That was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty much all I got in terms of like, let's talk about some crazy childhood things. Is there any like stories or anything that you remember that you want to talk about?
I remember the one time we thought we lost you.
Oh, yeah, because you're crazy.
We were at a barbecue at my mom and dad's house, and everybody was all around. Kids were playing.
All my cousins that I always wanted to hang out with. All
the cousins, but you were only like three. You were little.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids, the older kids, like Lisa, Mita, and Julie and them, they would all go to the school, Sunny Hill School, to play. And so I don't remember, you wanted to go. And I said, no, honey, you stay. You're too little. And they weren't old enough to like
to watch
be responsible to
a
watch
3-year old. Yeah.
I didn't let you go. And then we were all standing around, whatever, playing cards, whatever we were doing, cooking out. And then when all the kids came back, I'm like, where's Nina? You guys, you didn't take her to the park, did you? Because I told her no. And then they're like, no, we didn't take her to the park. Then where is she? We were looking all over for you and we couldn't find you.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking in the backyard. We're looking all over the house. And I'm like, oh my God, she took off. I'm running down the street, screaming for you, looking for you. And no Nina. I get back. I'm like, oh my God, she's lost. She's lost. I call 911. That's how scared I was.
You called the police.
She is missing. She is not here. And so the police officer came. We gave him all the information, your description, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, please find her. I'm bawling. I go upstairs. I sit on the bed. And I put my head down. And I'm just bawling. My eyes are crying. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? How did she go missing? I lay back because I was crying. I lay back. And I'm like, oh, what was that? I pick up the blankets and you are sleeping. I'm like, Nina, oh my God. And you're like, Mom.
I put myself down for a nap. I was such a responsible kid.
No, you're supposed to say, Mommy, I'm going to go lay down.
You told me, what else was I supposed to do? You said, no, you can't go with the rest of the kids to go to the park. You have to stay here. And then you ignore me and play card games with your siblings. What the hell else am I supposed to do?
She went upstairs and took a nap. And I didn't know she went upstairs. Oh my God, it was horrible. I'm like, Nina, why did you tell Mommy you were going to lay down?
And then you felt stupid. Then you had to go.
I called the police and tell them, we found her. She was sleeping.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. I was a good kid, though. I was like, fine. I listened to you when I did not go to the park.
Right.
I just went and took a nap, and I got in trouble for taking a damn nap.
I took care of you and wanted you to be safe.
And then ever since then. Is this, was it like a night? I feel like I remember this being like big in the news, and I feel like it was something that like all 90s parents dealt with and were scared by, was like kidnapping. Was it like huge in the night? Because you always thought I was going to get kidnapped somewhere, some way, somehow. That was always it.
I just was always a very paranoid mother.
Yeah.
Normita, one time I lost Normita at the mall. Same thing. She wanted to go with the older kids. And I said, no, you stay here with mommy. And then she was playing peekaboo, hiding in the clothes.
Yeah.
And then she ran off. I was with my mom. And I'm like, mom, look at this. How about this one? Mom, look at this. How about this one for you? Mita ran off. And I'm like, oh, which, Normita, Mita, peekaboo, where are you?
Lost her.
And I'm like, oh my God, she's lost. And I'm freaking out, calling all the people in the store, running to the other kids, Ruben and everybody. I'm like, did you guys take Normita? They're like, no. And I'm like, she's missing. Oh my God.
Stop losing your children.
I know. I was terrible. And then one time we went to an amusement park. I went with Uncle Harvey, Aunt Carmen, JJ, you, and Ruben.
Was it Six Flags?
No, it wasn't Six Flags. It was one in Phillip Park. And I'm holding your hand. Oh, yeah, it was Normita. It was Lisa and Normita. I'm holding Normita's hand. And she kept wanting to let go of me. And I'm like, no, stay by mommy. And she kept, no, let me go, let me go. And I'm like, okay, but stay right by mommy. So I'm talking to Uncle Harvey and this and that. And then, oh, it's time to go. I grab a hand. And all of a sudden, somebody's pulling her back. And I'm like, hey, let go of my kid. I'm like, oh, that's not my kid.
Oh, my God.
I had the hand of somebody else's kid. And I'm like, Normita, where are you? I'm like, get over here. She was wanting to go get on the ride.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, ugh.
That's funny.
Three times I could have lost my kids. Jeez. My goodness.
Stop losing your children. Gosh.
Oh, but I was so paranoid all the time.
You were so paranoid. Now,
I don't know. It just would happen.
Girl. So I asked on Instagram people to ask me questions, but I asked it late, so I only got one question. But someone wanted to ask you a question. This is Hannah. Okay. They ask, what was your first impression of the boy?
My first impression of the boy. Sweet.
Because you didn't meet him for like a year and a half of me dating
him. I met him in St. Louis.
Did you meet him in St. Louis?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure? Because I thought I brought him over for dinner at your house. The first time you met him?
No. I met him and when you were in the 11th floor on the high-rise apartment. I met him there.
Huh. So where did everyone stay? I don't think that's right.
Yeah. I don't think he stayed there. I think
maybe
he stayed
with his mom. So I was like, that would be weird. It was like a studio apartment. We're not all going to cram in there and you meeting my boyfriend for the first time.
No, he didn't stay. I met him there. I'm pretty sure it was the first time I met him there.
Okay.
I thought he was quiet. I thought he was sweet. And from the very first time to today, I love his hugs.
You do say that. You're like a...
I love his hugs.
Yeah.
He's such a good hugger. I love the boy's hugs.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Aww. But yeah, first time I met him, so sweet.
Yeah.
So nice.
Cute.
I just loved him from the day one.
Mira que cute.
Yes, I love you, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
I call you my son-in-law.
I know. It's going to happen soon.
Can't wait.
All right, Mama. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I was very excited to have you. This is the last episode of season one, episode 26. I'm going to take a little break ski for wedding stuff, but I do want to do this mini series. So watch out for that as well, because that'll be a lot of fun that we'll be able to do that. Yeah. We got to play the Breakfast Burrito Friday song one more time.
Bye, everybody.
You know what it is. Thanks for being on the podcast, Mama.
Thank you.
Yeah,
pretend you have glow sticks with this song.
Get your breakfast burrito.
Do Madonna Vogue.
Twerk right now? Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Mom. I love you so much. And thank you for listening to season one of